Before starting work on the site, all staff members must sign in and out at the main office. If at any time you hear the alarm sound 3 short blasts, all work must halt immediately as the incident has occurred. When the alarm sounds a longer continuous siren, this is to alert you to a fire on site, and all staff must evacuate immediately by the nearest fire exit, then gather in the main car park. Please familiarise yourself with the nearest fire exit each time you enter a new building within the site. Care must be taken to ensure that only authorised and qualified staff commence work using specialist machinery. No work is to begin until each staff member involved has completed a full PPE check with the site manager with a signed-off permit to work. Mobile phones are not permitted within active work areas of the site. Mobile phones may be used within the cafeteria and staff room. Please note that we operate a clean desk policy within the office area. This means at the end of each working day, all desk space must be cleared not only of any personal items, but also independent working materials, such as removable media, for example USB drives, as well as notes, folders or files, etc. This provides a clear space to complement our hot desk policy and also ensure that we comply with our GDPR policy. Hazards can occur at any time and in any place within the building. If you notice something that you believe could be a slip, trips or falls hazard, it's your duty to report this to your line manager immediately so that the hazard can be mitigated. Failure to do so could result in a serious injury to you or a colleague. We'll look at examples of slips, trips and falls in more details in the next module. It is essential for all in the finance team to understand how these taxes affect our purchases, and this module will give you a broad outline of the most important things you need to know. In particular, we will look at what VAT is and how to claim it back. We'll also cover what a proper tax invoice looks like and how to deal with some of the special cases and pitfalls that you may come across. At the end of this training module, there'll be a short test to check that you've understood the key points in the training. We've tried to make this module as easy to understand as possible. If you want to skip backwards or forwards at any time, you can use the buttons in the top left and top right hand corners of the screen. And if you need to leave the module before you get to the end, click the exit button. Now, when you're ready, click the continue button to go to the module menu. This module is in two parts. The first gives you an overview of VAT, and the second describes the role of accounts payable in dealing with taxable incomes. Click each heading in turn, starting with the overview menu. And when you finish the training, complete the test to check your understanding of the processes. When you look at an invoice, you'll often see that the tax has been added to it, increasing the cost of the goods or services that have been provided. This tax has different names in different countries, though each of the taxes we are looking at in this training follows the same key principles. At some points, we've included detailed information about the rules in individual countries, and you'll be able to see this by clicking your mouse on the relevant country icon. Click continue to move on to the next screen. In some circumstances, corporate bodies can reclaim the VAT that they've been charged for the supply of contracted out services, but it can sometimes be difficult to identify which particular supplies fall into this category. In this part of the training, we'll look in more detail at where VAT can and cannot be reclaimed.